There's an element there about competition, though, isn't there? Because British railways are a nationalised industry, there's only one railway system in the country. If you don't like a particular can of baked beans, you can go and buy another. But if you don't like a particular railway, you can't go and use another.
Some people who write to me say this. They say that if you didn't have a monopoly, you wouldn't be able to do the things you do. Well, I don't think we do anything deliberately to upset our customers. We have particular problems. Since 1946, when the Transport Act came in, we were nationalized.
Do you think that's a good thing? Has it been a good thing for the railways, do you think, to be nationalized?
Oh, I think so, yes. Because in general, modes of transport are all around. Let's face the fact. The car arrived. The car is here to stay. There's no question about that.
So what you're saying then is that if the railways hadn't been nationalized, they would simply have disappeared.
Oh, I think they would have. They're disappearing fast in America. The French railways lose £1 billion a year. The German railways, £2 billion a year. But you see, those governments are prepared to pour money into the transport system to keep it going.
So in a sense, you're caught between two extremes. On the one hand, you're trying not to lose too much money. And on the other hand, you've got to provide the best service.
Yes, you're right.